Again, listeners, today I was reading some of these what I call history stories in the Bible. Today I'm looking at a story that finds the people of Judah outmatched by an enemy. In Judah, King Ahaz had turned his back on God. Judah was, paying Assyria tribute because they held Judah captive, A tribute is kind of like a payment as a sign of submission or a plea for protection. But, during this time, Judah was kind of in a low point under Ahaz with a lot of immorality and idolatry and stuff going on. They had kind of gotten away from the law and everything of the covenant and everything. But when Ahaz died, his son Hezekiah kind of led the nation into a revival. Hezekiah was young when he started. He was about 25 years old. But even, as Hezekiah led this, revival of getting everybody back in, living right and everything, that kind of soon faded, and they returned to their sinful ways. So finally God allowed this king Sennacherib of Assyria to attack it. But the northern kingdom had been overrun by the Assyrians, and now the southern kingdom was about to face that same fate, But King Ahaz, he had emptied, most of the gold that Judah had, but it wasn't enough, for the Assyrian king. And the Assyrian, Sennacherib had delivered a terrible message. He knew Hezekiah was devoted and trusted the Lord. He told them that alliances wouldn't, with these other nations wouldn't work, And he actually told him that, the Lord had sent him to do this. But this was kind of a thing these kings did in ancient times. They would claim that the god of the people that they were, trying to get had sent them to do it. So according to this king, Judah could not even trust God. He had compared the Lord to other false pagan gods, and he had mocked God. With all this being said, the people of Judah were quiet. They didn't respond because Hezekiah had told them not to. This was a new stand of faith. They stood against a messenger for the king. And this, in most cases, this would have been really frightening, the things that he was telling them, but Hezekiah told them, don't respond. And this kind of stand, this was good, because, Hezekiah did some things right, He retreated to the temple. He tore his clothes and put on sackcloth, which, sackcloth's kind of like burlap. But this represented the grief over this blasphemy against God, And the sackcloth was kind of like he was humbling himself before God. But apparently, Hezekiah didn't get clear direction from God, but he did do something good. He sought counsel and prayer from the prophet Isaiah. And, he must have realized that this was really a spiritual issue. You know, Hezekiah's confidence in Isaiah was rewarded. You know, they didn't need to be intimidated by this Assyrian king. You know, Israel could find great hope in the Lord. He was about to do something amazing. King Hezekiah was confident in Isaiah, you know, and showed his trust in God. I'm going to read 2 Kings 19, 5 through 7. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say to your master, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria has blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and he shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. In verse 7 there where it says blast, the Hebrew word ruach often translates to spirit, wind, or breath. But, you know, God was trying to, you know, let them know that he was going to take care of it, you know. But the Syrian king, you know, he kept on playing these mind games. Hezekiah prayed. Isaiah prophesied. First, I'm going to read 2 Kings 19, 32 through 34. This is kind of the end of Isaiah's prophecy. Therefore, thus say the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by that same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And then I want to read 2 Kings 19:35 to let you know what happened to the king and his camp. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they rose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. What? Can you imagine waking up to this? I mean, this king woke up and all these dead bodies were around, you know, there was just... When the people who were left came, woke up to all these dead corpses laying around, you know, that had to be a frightening experience there. And, you know, a lot of this has been recorded in, you know, history, like secular history that they, you know, have gone back to. I mean, you know, it's in the Bible, but... it has been recorded in history, and this is just amazing to me. You know, this is like 188,000, you know, and like more than that, 188,500 or something of these people were killed. But, you know, we know that King Sennacherib had returned to Nineveh, and it was approximately 20 years later the rest of the prophecy was fulfilled. You know, Sennacherib was murdered by two of his sons in a coup that left another son the king. And let's remember that, you know, God's plan may tarry, but is ultimately will be accomplished, you know. God did rescue his people. He answered the prayer of Hezekiah. Hopefully we won't face enemies like these, you know, but we may face enemies that, you know, seem insurmountable. You know, hopefully we won't have these murderous armies of pagan gods, but, you know, we will have some kind of enemy, you know, come against us and we don't see a way out, you know. So we, you know, just remember that the battle belongs to the Lord, you know, and we can trust him for victory. You know, Hezekiah placed his hope, confidence, and even his life in God's hands. You know, with our conflicts and pressures, you know, we face, let's remember God is there, you know, with you, ready to take on the battle that you can't face yourself. So trust your future in him. Okay, guys, that about does it this time. Until next time, see you later.